podcasters. How do we change the world? One successful podcast at a time. You're listening to Become a Successful Podcaster with host Bruce Jamoff. Rate him on Apple Podcasts.
You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Jamoff.
Hey, it's Bruce from Become a Successful Podcaster, where we help you become successful with your show in everything from monetization to audience growth to editing to content selection and planning, everything it takes to make your podcast successful. Rate us on Apple, and if your podcast is not on the New York City Podcast Network, go to nycpodcastnetwork.com. Sign up for free. Also, we got PodNo 2023 on February 4th. That's a Saturday. And we got 10 speakers. So if you want to know more about podcasting, learn from the experts, come to the online podcasting conference known as PodNo 2023. And let's get into it. I am talking strictly on Quora marketing for your podcast. If you haven't heard of Quora yet, go to Quora.com as you're listening to this episode. And here is what it is. It's Quora.com. That's Q U for question, O R for or, and A for answer. I guess it's a kind of a cool, catchy name. Now, if you want to become, let's say, an expert in your field of podcasting, right? When I mean that, like if you're a sports podcaster, you want to become an expert in giving people advice on pitching in baseball or shooting hoops in basketball, or if you want to teach people how to be an entrepreneur, obviously you become a very cool expert in your space in business, but through your podcast. You probably have done that. You probably have a very successful podcast. And if you don't, that's okay, because Quora marketing is excellent for that, to help you grow your audience. It is totally free. They do have a Quora Plus program, but I do not belong to it. So I'm using the free version of Quora, and I have absolutely no limitations as far as I could see. In this podcast episode, I am going to tell you exactly how to build up your Quora presence and how to actually market your podcast through Quora. It is free, again, just for the marketing part. Yes, they do have a Quora ad program like Facebook ads, but I don't think you need it. You will be answering questions in the category or genre that your podcast is in, right? So if you are a doctor and you have a podcast, you can answer all types of medical questions on Quora. If you are a songwriter and you have a podcast on helping people how to write music, you can go on Quora and answer questions about songwriting or even music marketing or social media marketing or technology or whatever it is. There are so many questions, and Quora gets about 500 million views a month. I believe that's the number. Not as much as Facebook, but it is up there. I do have a video. I'm also going to put that video for the Quora marketing tutorial in the podcast network, My Podcast Portal, or the My Podcast Portal of the New York City Podcast Network. So you can have access to that. Now, I'm going to take you through Quora.com. And since I don't have a video at this moment, you can follow along. So the first thing you can do, if you haven't yet, is go to Quora.com, Quora.com, and sign up for an account. If you already have an account, then just sign in. Now we're going to move on. So at this point, if you're looking at the homepage of Quora, you'll see along the top, there are five icons. And the one that I want you to click on will be the one that looks like a pencil in the middle. It's a pencil inside of a square. And that is all the drafts that you started as a person who's answering questions. Now, if you don't have any drafts yet, they're very easy to get. Because if you're brand new, you probably won't see many of those questions in the answer request, right? So those are the actual drafts. Now, the drafts are broken up into three different categories. First of all, questions for you are just questions that through the QR algorithm, they come up and they want you to answer certain questions. I don't think that they are very accurate, to be honest with you. And I think that they do actually help you, but I don't think they're the best ways to find questions that will help you become an expert. The next section would be answer requests. If people see you answering questions and they put up their own question, then they will definitely set you up with a question itself. So now they're going to ask you to answer the questions. And through the QR algorithm, the more questions you answer for people, the more you'll come up in answer requests. And it helps people actually, it shows that they trust you, first of all. And obviously, if you are in a certain space, you can answer those questions and then you have a credential. So you're going to put a credential that says you have this podcast, you are the host of the sports podcast or the business podcast or the technology podcast or whatever. I do answer questions on podcasting, podcast success, making money, building your podcast audience. I answer all of those questions. So it's really cool. And as I look at it now, I have answer requests. People have actually asked me to answer their questions. So it's very cool. It shows trust. It shows that you are an authority. The more people who want you to answer the questions, it shows that you're an expert to them. You're an influencer. And it just feels great too. And then there's one more section called drafts. Now the drafts are basically any time that you say you will answer a question later. What do I mean by that? If you search, now there's a search bar on top of the header. And if you type in right now, type in how to succeed, and I'm typing this in, with my podcast, and hit the enter key, you will find questions that people are asking. And if you want to show them how to succeed with your podcast, what you would do is you would basically click on the headings, right? So the questions themselves are the headings. And I see something right here. I don't understand what this has to do with podcasting, but it says, what's an absolute must learn for 20-somethings? That's the actual heading, the question that the person asked, right? Now, if you click on that, you'll see all the answers that everybody else before you have answered. But there is an icon that has three dots right underneath the heading. You click on that, and then you click on answer later. Now, if you click on answer later, that's going to show up in your drafts. So if you go back to the icon on the top that says pencils with a square, and the pencil inside of a square, and you click on drafts, you will see that anything that you put in answer later, or you clicked on that link, will show up at the top. It's very cool. So I think that is a great way for you to do. It's called the rapid fire session on QR. You go through all the questions that you think you can answer, and then click the three dots and say answer later. And I usually have a backup of about 41 drafts. I actually go in there and I click on answer later. And then when I feel like, I go in and I answer all the questions, right? That's a cool way to do it. And then you have a whole list of relevant questions that you feel you can answer. So that's something you'll do. Now, let's say you want to answer the question. You click on, I'm clicking on one right now that says what? Let's see. I'm looking at a good one here. I got 41. How do I acquire the rights for using music in my podcast? And that one I'm going to actually answer. I'm not going to answer it with you guys right now. But this one is one where, let's say you're a podcaster and you want to be able to acquire rights to playing music in the podcast. You can answer that if you know the answer, right? And then which basically there is a button that says edit draft, right? Right underneath the heading. You'll click on edit draft. And that's it. You start typing your answer. That's it. A pop-up comes up. It's basically the question with a window in the light box, and you type your answer. Now your answer, let me tell you how the answer should be. The answer should be as many paragraphs as you can. You can add hyperlinks in there. But before you get excited because you're going to add a link to your own podcast site or any website you want, I recommend having no more than two links because they have an algorithm which they can tell if you are spamming the answers with your URL. So only if the URL that you're adding is of value to the question and the person answering the question. Keep in mind, too, that you're going to be competing with other people who are also going to be taking the same advice that I'm giving you right now. And you might have a question that has already has 3 to 5 answers or 20 answers, depending on how popular that question is. So people also, like us, want to get themselves out there. So they'll be answering questions as well. You can also add YouTube videos. You can add your podcast audio if your podcast episode answers the question, which I think is really cool. What I like to do with my YouTube videos is I like to go and get the question and then answer record a YouTube video that answers the question. Because if that question has a lot of followers, and I'll talk about that in a minute, you'll get a lot of traffic back to your YouTube video and you'll get a lot of views. I have YouTube videos up there that have gotten thousands of views just because I posted that video on Quora. So it's really good. Now, the other way to answer the questions, remember I said there were two, and I said the first one was answering questions in your expertise. The other one is just if it's an optional one, if you want to just answer questions about podcasting. People have a lot of questions about podcasting because this particular podcast of mine is about helping you guys become successful. I actually answer all the questions on podcasting. You don't have to. Now, let me tell you that you can put images in there, you can put videos, you can put audio. If you put all that, your question might help your question stand out more. Because remember, if you ask or you answer a question that literally has, let's say, 30 people answering the question already, it's going to be very competitive for you to get your answer noticed. So what you would do, what most people don't do to stand out like a sore thumb, and yes, you do want to stand out like a sore thumb, you would actually put an image in there, maybe with your picture, right? Or you would actually put the video, just something so you stand out. And the more words that you answer the question with, the higher up your answer will appear in the recommended sorting, because there's a recommended sorting, which is by default. So the Quora algorithm will recommend any answer it thinks will be of value to people, sort of like what Google does with that new helpful update content. So you definitely want to write as much as you can, like a blog post, not too much, not like 1,200 words like you would do for SEO, but just enough that you stand out, that people will love you. And also, not only would they do that, but they will also vote you up. So people can vote you up, your answers, and they can downvote. So if you put too many links in there, they can download you too, right? So it's definitely a way to do that. This is a way you keep marketing your podcast. I do this. It works so well for me on Quora, and I'm there every day. I answer one question, and I'm done. It takes me literally 5 or 10 minutes of work. It's a huge website. I suggest you all give it a shot if you haven't yet. I've met a lot of great podcasters just on that website as well. I met Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting, who will be coming up in one of my podcasts as well. So yeah, great people, great answers, great marketing strategies, all through Quora.com. Hey, I will see you guys in the very next episode of Become a Successful Podcaster. I'm going to have a video tutorial on this as well, so you'll see it all in action. Talk to you guys later.